For the Detroit Free Press, I'm Kerry Jr. II. During President Trump's address Thursday, he lied about vote counting efforts in Detroit. The president made false claims that he won Michigan and questioned the integrity of Detroit's election.
Michigan, we're way up in Michigan, won the state. And in Wisconsin, we did likewise fantastically well. And that got whittled down. In every case, they got whittled down.
The Free Press debunked many of Trump's statements. And to read more about that, you can go to our website at freep.com. The president's campaign filed a lawsuit Wednesday challenging ballot counting in Michigan. A state judge dismissed the lawsuit, saying local officials already finished counting and there was no legal basis or evidence to support the challenge. Vice President Joe Biden won Michigan by about 150,000 votes. As of Thursday night, Joe Biden leads President Trump with 264 electoral votes to Trump's 214. The election has consumed a lot of coverage this week, but the coronavirus pandemic has never been more prevalent. Michigan health officials reported the two highest daily case counts this week. Thursday, the state reported over 5,700 new cases and 51 new deaths. Free Press reporter Kristen Jordan Seamus has details on how the state is handling the surge. Thank you so much for talking to me.
Thanks for talking to me today about this really important issue.
Right. It's really important because, you know, everyone's talking about the election because I understand it's what's on top of mind right now. But, you know, we are still in the middle of a pandemic. So what is the current state of Michigan in the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, we're in a really bad place right now, unfortunately, and all indications are that it's going to get worse before it gets better. There's widespread community transmission happening in Michigan right now, and every day this week we've set new daily case records. On Wednesday, the state reported more than 4,000 new confirmed cases, and today we tallied more than 5,700 new COVID-19 cases.
Wow.
And that's not it. I mean, the percentage of positive COVID-19 tests is averaging about 7.5% right now statewide, but the last 2 days, it's topped 10%. And hospitalizations are rising too. We learned that there are 2,300 people in Michigan right now hospitalized statewide with COVID-19.
Can I get a little bit of clarification on those positive percentages? What exactly does that mean?
Sure. So that means that of all the tests that they're doing statewide for COVID-19, it's the percentage of tests that are coming back positive. And that's an indication that the virus is spreading more within the community.
Do we know if these spikes are related to elections or if that's school or, you know, the fact that we've opened entertainment facilities?
So Dr. Janae Khaldun, who's the state's top public health doctor, she said at a news conference today that the virus is spreading so widely right now that it's hard for health officials to pinpoint it to a specific outbreak or a group of outbreaks. Right now, the virus is just spreading everywhere. It's at parties, at sporting events, in schools, in workplaces, at restaurants, and college campuses, and even just among your family members and friends who are getting together to hang out. They might unknowingly also have COVID-19.
And what are officials doing in response to these spikes?
Well, Governor Whitmer called on the legislature to mandate masks and social distancing to stop the spread of the virus. Public health officials have also issued an order that requires masks indoors and in crowded spaces outdoors and social distancing. And they've also limited restaurant capacity and the number of people who are allowed at gatherings inside and outside. But that's about it right now. There are no other restrictions.
Are our health facilities in the state of Michigan prepared?
Well, that's a really good question. I think that there's a lot of concern right now. We have some hospitals, particularly in rural parts of the state, in parts of the state where there aren't a lot of hospitals and a lot of hospital beds, where they are filling up and there are concerns about them running out of ICU beds, you know, intensive care unit beds. And then there's the issue of staff shortages at our hospitals statewide. And with this much community transmission of COVID-19, there's a concern that healthcare workers are going to get the virus too and get sick, just like the rest of us are at risk. They are as well for just living in the community. And if they get sick, who's going to run the hospitals? Who's going to take care of patients?
And in terms of PPE, are we prepared? Do they have what they need?
Some of the hospital systems do and some don't. Some are a little bit short on things like nitrile gloves and N95 masks. And most hospitals have tried to diversify the supply chain and get masks and other supplies from U.S. manufacturers as well as folks abroad so that they're having a more steady and secure supply chain. But a lot of hospital systems are having a hard time and they aren't getting what they need when it comes to surgical masks and N95 masks and gloves.
And earlier when the pandemic at first started, we were always talking about high risk areas based on the numbers increasing. It sounds like from what we've talked about with the percentage positivity rate, with the highest case numbers, that the state of Michigan, I don't know specific regions, but is Michigan at high risk of an outbreak or is this the outbreak?
This is the outbreak.
Free Press reporter Christian Jordan Seamus, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you. Take care.
Michigan reports over 197,000 cases and over 7,400 deaths since March. For more on COVID-19 and the election, head to freep.com.